team. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have six little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On August 12, 1963, the world welcomed little baby Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I like baby butts and I cannot lie.
Baby got born.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's seven. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. We're still waiting on results of Jeffrey Epstein's autopsy. The New York City Medical Examiner's Office says an announcement's delayed pending further information.
Officials do call it an apparent suicide, but many are asking how that could happen while Epstein was in federal custody. There are reports guards assigned to Epstein's jail unit were working maximum overtime shifts due to a staffing shortage. Now, he died at the age of 66 on Saturday. He was accused of sex trafficking young girls for years.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Bill Cosby's attorneys will be in court in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania today, asking for his sexual assault conviction to be overturned. They argue the judge should not have let other accusers testify.
Cosby, who turned 82 last month, is currently serving a 3 to 10 year sentence after a jury found him guilty of drugging and molesting Andrea Constant at his home in 2004. More than 50 women have accused him of similar acts.
That's Fox's Tonya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
I've checked up and down the dial, and from what I've found, it's Monday. What do you think, Greg Budell?
Oh, no, not again.
How about you, Jay Scott?
Stop the world and let me on.
Emily Hayes, last Monday didn't seem to bother you too much.
I was drunk off my face.
How about you, Bailey the Wonder Dog? How are you holding up?
You're despicable.
And Rich Thomas, how do you survive Mondays?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Okay, I just want to be sure. Let me check one more time.
Well, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass.
Yep, it's Monday. But here's something that might help. Here comes three men and a lady.
And welcome to Monday. And this is the Big 7 to 8 Hour, which features Random Facts with Jay Scott, followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. I'm Greg. Jay is here. He's ready to go. Emily Hayes is in on it.
Yay, fun.
But the heat... Blame him.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
I'm multitask in the morning. I'm talking to you on the radio right now. We're also streaming on the World Wide Web. I just posted on Twitter, and I just hit enter on Facebook, and I said, quote, "It's a lovely start to Monday morning. This should make you jump out of bed. 7 a.m., it's 79 degrees with a 77 dew point. That means we're starting with a heat index in the mid-80s, headed for 108 to 111 today and 110 to 114 on Tuesday."
Sounds delicious.
Extremely dangerous heat. Hottest of the summer so far. There you go.
I think your breakfast tomorrow morning will be ice cream.
Where's the Glenn Frey saxophone for all this?
What can I add to that? Spotty, widely scattered random storms today, but only for the lucky. Tonight's low 77. Tomorrow, I told you about the 111 to 114 heat index. We will be very close to the criteria for something very rare called an extreme, what is it? Extreme, dangerous heat warning. Okay, something like that. It's a national. It's the next step up from heat advisory. Is a dangerous heat warning, I believe it is called. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms by Wednesday afternoon and evening, as a front moves into the state. This front may make it all the way down to the coast by Thursday early. So we'll keep in a good rain chance early in the day Thursday, and then maybe some brief heat relief on Friday and Saturday with lower humidity. At least a step in the right direction. For about 48 hours. Right now, this morning, it's, I told you, it's 79 degrees with a dew point of 77 and calm winds at 709.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
You know, I had a Glenn Frey hot song.
It's called "The Heat Is On."
I know the song, but I have a parody of it for when it's really.
War Eagle.
Actually, the only thing I found, and I'm bummed out because I really I kept this bit in here for years, and now I can't find it. We'll play this maybe Thursday.
The heat is gone.
Oh.
But we can't play that today. We
no,
can play this.
No.
Broiling, broiling, broiling outside.
With Cowboy Howard Dean. So I'll pick from the collection. And tomorrow's going to be the worst of it, right?
I mean.
Yeah, tomorrow is actually the highest. Well, today will be the highest of December. Tomorrow will eclipse today.
Mm-hmm. All callers to the show so far, and all who call this week, qualify for some great grand prizes in our final Emily segment on Friday. That now includes Tailgate to Go.
That's awesome.
That is a, man, you get a party-sized tray of wing from Baumhauer's, gooey fries, chips, salsa, and that incredible cheese.
I just want you to know an involuntary reaction you had for fine things is when you said that about the cheese, about the queso, your pinky raised.
Oh?
You didn't notice it, but
like,
you said...
Like caviar?
Like caviar?
Wow.
Like Perrier?
That's fancy pants. Bless you. If you're sick, go home.
You know, we were talking about elephants earlier.
Bless you.
Yeah. Yes, we were talking about elephants.
I didn't know this, but there are elephants whose outside hoof bends far out away from the rest of the pods.
Why is that? Is there a reason?
They're called pinkyderms.
Dude is working hard for cheese slices, humor. Isn't he?
Working hard for the cheese slice.
Yeah. I guess that didn't cut any cheese with the woman in charge of this particular.
See, it's when you,
he keeps
it's
working on
when
it.
When you try to earn the cheese,
you know,
that
if the government was as tight with money as you are with the cheese, we wouldn't have so.
You're not allowed to nominate yourself. That's what it is.
Well, we'd have a lot of government cheese though.
2 weeks from Friday, our first Dunkin' and Some Predictathon, and every Friday you'll have a chance to win by participating in our stupid bits and being part of the show. Or just call. We had a couple of people that called, right? Somebody called about Kid Rock in Georgia.
Yes.
Did we get a name?
Oh, are they on the list? They have to go on the radio to be
we'll
on the list?
We'll just put them on and say Kid Rock caller. Because I don't... Because on account of you, I didn't get a...
Because on account of you, I want to know why?
I didn't get a name.
That's you were it. So taken aback.
Well, I remember hearing something about him hanging out with Hank Williams Jr. at a place. And when he called and said, oh, he's got hunting land down there, I was, that's what it was. He has hunting land that is just right next door to him.
Because I don't know if you guys over here could hear it, but I heard Jay say, that's it!
I was like, that's right!
That's what it is!
That's what it is!
That's a good Joey voice there. He does a little high voice like that.
Joey's hilarious when he does his little voices.
I love them, personally. No, they're great. Especially when he's off mic.
Oh, when he does the...
Yeah!
When he does the...
Well, doesn't do that very much.
Women! Who
there? I think we did that with the Edwin Starr song. Not me, we.
Oh, yeah, we did.
It was... LaDonna's husband that made this.
Jeremy.
So all the women!
Absolutely.
Yeah. So all the women! What is
there's a song that brings back the summer of 1970. Or was it the summer of 70?
You're in the right neighborhood.
I used to have that stuff memorized. Anyway, don't forget to visit baumhauers.com and make your parties and your football gatherings so much easier and tastier.
It's so much fun, like that segment just was.
At 7:13, let's see how the roads are doing.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way into the 7 o'clock hour, and things are still looking pretty good out on the roadways. We don't have a lot of issues for you. The traffic on the boulevard's building up pretty quickly, so be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, everybody looks like they're still up at a speed limit ride, and the only delays we see on the 31s is the usual crowd coming out of Wetumpka on 231. Be careful around the river bridge and once you get down to the boulevard. School buses are out picking up the kids, so be careful and watch out for them this morning. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Oh, I should mention for heavy drinkers... Or I shouldn't. No, that's not the right
you
term.
Should listen to this.
Emily. I need to put my headphones back on. What's up?
No, that's not. That doesn't mean abusive. I just want people to know that happy hour at Baumhauer's Sunday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Oh, that's
with
lovely.
No interruptions. You don't have to look at your watch and
can't
guess.
Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
And one that lasts till 7 o'clock gives you plenty of time after work to get over and relax after your busy day. We're at 7:15. We'll start random facts here in a moment. Do I have the Food Outlet specials? I went there yesterday, as I always do, and left with lots of chicken. But I didn't send Rich a Bailey Graham yesterday because he wasn't feeling too good, and I didn't want to wake him up. He needed the sleep. He's been working too hard. Are you going to meet your husband for breakfast? Because I got steaks. I got New York strips.
You
$4.77 a pound. I had to.
Just let me know on the days that you do steak, and I'll dine at home before I come in. Because now I'm way closer. Because we moved this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yes, back-breaking labor done by my husband and friends.
You're not supposed to do that kind of stuff. Yeah. That's exactly right. Let the men do that.
I mean, I packed up everything. He keeps telling me I helped just as much as he did.
He's right,
but. You know, I still felt poorly.
So now you know who all your real friends are. The ones that chipped in and helped.
Eddie Bader and Seth Spotlew.
Eddie?
Yeah.
My buddy Eddie Bader. He's a great guy.
Not only will he sell you a place, he'll help you move there.
Really, he's the only person I know who I think should wear a helmet in real life because he moves at such high speeds, I worry about him sometimes.
He truly does.
sport pear ribs are $1.56 a pound.
Ah.
That's another illness I suffer from.
I've heard that before.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's spoonerosis. Spanish to syllabosis. And Brian Jumbo hot dogs, two packs for $3. Cost plus 10 throughout the store. Here's what I urge you to do, and especially with me, because it's easy to remember, focus on one area, and we all buy lots of meat. Check what you're paying now for ground beef, steak, pork, whatever, chicken, at your big chain store, and then compare to what you're paying at food outlet on a regular basis, forgetting that New York strips are $4.77 a pound. That's when you're really going to realize how much you can save. Food outlet with three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street, any preferred community and food outlet on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market in Antiwell. I was just telling them, so I didn't get a Bailey Graham yesterday because...
Yeah, I was a little down. I needed to sleep.
7:17. I do have a convoluted intro, too.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The state of Alabama is getting $6.3 million in federal funding to help fight opioid addiction. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced grants to help fund community health centers and groups combating the opioid crisis. Prosecutors are seeking a mental evaluation for the man accused of opening fire during a traffic dispute at Blount Elementary School. Prosecutors wrote in a court filing that a friend of the suspect expressed concern for his mental stability. Prosecutors also want his bond raised to $100,000. And Montgomery's Restaurant Week is underway. 15 local restaurants are participating this year. For more information, visit eatmgm.com. Restaurant Week ends August 18th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire. Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
He may not know whether he's coming or going.
That's true.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Happy Vinyl Record Day.
We'll suggest what to listen for in judging good sound.
So if you want to discover all the great music of the 70s, which a lot of kids are into classic rock today, why not listen to it in its purest original form?
Excuse me, the record's stuck. The record's stuck. The record's stuck.
And now, it's finally time for...
Ah! Nice.
That's good.
Nice little touch there.
I got a cheese slice for that.
Oh, yeah. You gloat, we can take it away.
Jeez.
Oh, that's right.
Did you know in 2013, an Australian blogger by the name of Bell Gibson...
Bell Gibson?
Yeah, Bell
Gibson. Because Mel Gibson is Australian as well.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That is true.
She claimed to have beaten brain cancer using natural remedies, selling a cookbook to cancer patients with all of her secrets. It was later revealed she never even had cancer, was fined $410,000 by the Australian government for her deceptive practices. You think that's great? 2019, this was in 2013, 2019, she is still not paid the fines and enjoys holidays overseas.
That's like Al Sharpton. He owes the government $4 million, and he's still walking around.
Yeah.
The irony is if she ever gets some sort of a bad affliction like that.
Right.
Yeah. You know? Well. That's terrible. That's
it would
terrible.
Serve her right. That is a terrible thing to do.
Did you know that ravens and wolves have formed a mutually beneficial relationship out in the wild? Ravens have been observed, and ravens, by the way, smart. Massively smart. Yeah. Ravens have been observed calling wolves to the site of dead animals so that the wolves will then... you know, enjoy it, but they will leave the scraps
right, where
the ravens will then, you know, have food after they're done.
That usually happens around the beak of the hunting season.
Yeah.
I got that.
What interaction would be when the raven yells, "Hey, dude, help me out here."
Nevermore.
Nevermore. Did you know?
That was a little highbrow.
There's a term, it's an English term, I guess, or a term in English, so that is called lonely negatives.
Okay.
Lonely negatives are words such as disgust, disheveled, inept, inert. These words are that due to a prefix or a suffix appear as though they should have a positive root, but none exists.
No, I still don't follow you.
Yeah, Jay.
Well, if you're... dis is the prefix.
Okay. Yeah.
Disgust.
Yeah.
There's no opposite of disgust that uses...
Yay-scust.
Right, yes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
This is yay-scusting!
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not exactly sure what the opposite would be, because those words, they don't exist. Or they have vanished from usage.
Only negative.
Like, what would be the opposite of disheveled?
Shoveled?
Shoveled.
Shoveled? That's not a thing.
It's like disgruntled. I'm feeling very gruntled today.
Right? Exactly. Disgruntled, but there is... Yeah, exactly. That's the point I was trying to make. Did you know that a study showed that iodized salt raised the average IQ by 3.5 points... nationally, and as much as 15 points in some areas as well.
How do they quantify that?
I do not know. That is a good question.
It is a good question, because I am a good person.
Give yourself a cheese slice.
No.
We should keep a salt lick in the studio here, so if we're feeling like we're not particularly bright, we can just...
Lick the salt?
No, you go. We'll put a big block, and you go up, and you go...
No! You will have your cheese slice taken away.
I'm just afraid a hunting stand would go up in that next room over there.
Did you know of a guy named Anatoly Brushkov?
Anatoly.
Yeah, he's a Russian. Scientist, actually, in Russian. He injected himself with a 3.5 million-year-old strain of bacteria just to see what would happen.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Nothing actually happened at all.
Wow.
He was fine.
That would mean because I watch the Smithsonian Channel a lot.
Aerial bacteria?
Yes. Cheese slice for that. I would think that proves that we have developed an immunity to that over time.
Possibly, whatever it is, yeah.
Back to you.
Did you know if you took out all of the empty space from between and within the atoms that make up each human being... the entire human race would fit into the volume of a sugar cube.
That's amazing. That's hard to wrap your... It took away the space between all the atoms.
That make up each human being, the entire race.
Then we could be the Adams family. Come on, that was...
You're not writing anything down. He's disappointed.
I am this time.
You didn't pick up your thing to get a cheese.
See, I am disgruntled.
You have to let it naturally happen.
Then he'd be gruntled.
What of that? That was like a that was involuntary. That was like a bodily function or something.
Did you know that potato chip bags are not full of air, but of nitrogen gas?
Oh.
This is done to prevent the chips from oxidizing, which is part of what makes them go stale.
I mean, that's nice and all, but if you're going to sell us a quote-unquote full-size bag of chips, make the bag bigger for the, what was it, nitrous oxide or whatever?
Nitrogen gas.
Nitrogen gas.
Nitrous oxide, yes. When you open that up, take a big whiff.
These are great chips.
But, you know,
we call them funny flakes.
Make allowances for it, man, because it's the worst when you open up a bag of chips and you're expecting X amount, but you have B amount.
Why did you go from X amount to B amount?
Why am I
Why
still
did you go
talking?
X? Why did you why not go
You know,
y?
I haven't had any coffee.
You go from X amount to
you
three.
You gotta go now. Go down and get some.
Oh, I can just leave in the middle of the show?
Random
okay.
facts.
Yeah.
Biggest thing we have on this show.
If the Adams family...
The biggest
family,
thing we have on this
show. If the Adams family wasn't funny...
Are you going to be upset about that all day?
I may be bitter all week.
Bring it on.
But not for that reason.
No. There's other, I got some
bitter
other stuff.
Bitter Betty.
Did you know that Burger King...
Mm-hmm.
And this is not the chain. It's another store called Burger King. It is in Mattoon, Illinois.
Mattoon. Where is it's that? Right next to Spittoon.
He's still looking for you to write something down.
Take it. You'll never know.
It would be a great thing to have a three slice random facts.
It'll happen one day.
But not today.
You don't know. Just let it happen. See, you're thinking about it too much.
You may continue, Mr. Scott.
Burger King, not the chain, in Mattoon, Illinois, can be the only food restaurant that can be named that in the town of Mattoon. They cannot use that name outside of that town. Burger King, the chain, has the rights to the name everywhere else except in Mattoon, Illinois.
But why? Is it because they were there first?
More than likely, yes.
Like, kind of a grandfathered-in thing, like smoking bars?
I am pretty sure I've been to Mattoon. Because, if I'm not mistaken, it's way south of even the Chicago suburbs.
I'll
it takes
it
a
up.
Long time to drive there.
Mattoon?
See if you can find it on a map. It should be way south of Chicago. We had some friends,
Coles
I think.
County, Illinois?
Coles County?
Yes. Hold on. I'm going
to
show you.
And if that's not it, now I have to look at the map to figure out the M-Town. No, it's not it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking about.
Burger King of Florida, which is the chain, opened its first restaurant called Burger King in Florida in 1953. They expanded to Illinois in 1961. The Burger King that is in Mattoon opened its first Burger King restaurant in 1957. Registered the trademark under the Illinois Trademark Act at the time, not knowing that Burger King's use of the same mark outside of Illinois. However, Burger King did know of their registration when it opened its first restaurant in Illinois.
Oh, they did know.
Yes, in 1961.
Uh-huh.
So this is how they got. This is how this whole thing came about and works.
They got around it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, the neighboring town of Mattoon
is
Paradise.
Ooh.
Paradise, Illinois.
Yeah, it's. Kind of like Owasa's little neighboring town, which is Nymph.
This next random fact, I'm going to have to censor myself.
Okay.
The quickest a soccer player has ever been sent off was just 2 seconds after the starting whistle.
Oh.
Lee Todd, upon hearing the whistle, said, "Blank me, that was loud," and he got penalized and sent off the field.
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, my gosh.
But hey, there's few things that are more annoying and hurt auditorily.
And then whistle right in your ear.
And a whistle
Is
right
that a name? Auditorially?
Yes.
Auditorial?
auditorily.
I thought that was your opinion of something. Oh, that's an editorial.
That's right. Right. Auditorily is the adverb.
Okay.
Back to you.
All right. Did you know while casting the Terminator, O.J. Simpson was considered for the role of the Terminator?
I know this, and I knew this before random facts.
Could you know this from a slightly lower volume?
Like, maybe that's loud.
You are auditorily, you are hurting me.
Because on account of you want to know why? Because no one would buy him as a killing machine.
Exactly. The director felt that he would not be believable as a killer, so Schwarzenegger was given the role later.
But I'm glad they put him in the, in those Naked Gun movies.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because he gets just beaten to smithereens at every one of them. My favorite, though, is when he goes over the railing at Dodger Stadium and from the wheelchair.
I know.
I am cheering when I watch that.
And, gosh.
Sometimes I'll hit the skip to the end option on my DVR just to... Over and over and over again.
Peace. And finally, we have an Elvis fact for you. 52 day...
What?
I wasn't sure what you were about to do. 52 days before his death, Elvis Presley, while stopped at a red light, saw two men beating up a teenager lying on the ground. He quickly got out of his car, went into karate pose, and said, "I'll take you two on." The fight stopped instantly. The stunned men then walked over and shook his hand.
Oh, the king!
Yeah, that's a great moment.
First comment says they were all shook up. And then the second comment, well, that's how it is in the ghetto.
That's good. That's really good. I like that.
Oh, bless it.
Let's see who this random caller is, if they're still there. Hi.
Hey, this is Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. What's the first letter of your last name, please?
W.
Mike W.
What's up?
Hey, I got a comment about the iodine and the salt.
Okay.
It doesn't raise your IQ, but iodine deficiency is the leading cause of mental retardation in third world countries.
Wow. Oh.
And about six or seven years ago, Kiwanis International took on a huge project to eliminate iodine deficiency. And I think there's only a few countries left where there is not iodine put in salt.
I did not know that. That's interesting.
And they partnered with UNICEF and with Morton Salt.
Wow.
And just adding a few drops of iodine to the salt.
I love when we get listener contributions.
And
like
is Kiwanis involved in the distribution?
UNICEF is actually boots on the ground.
Okay.
And so they do that. But it's a game changer. I mean, just really is a game changer. And, I love that project because we send all this foreign aid to all these foreign countries. So you send them tons of food. It's administered by people that don't have good sense. Maybe I ought to back up a little bit. But, we give them aid. They don't know what to do with it.
Right.
You know, especially out in the rural areas.
Yes.
So,
well, thank you for the insight on this.
Okay, it's kind of like disgruntled.
Yeah, and disheveled. Yeah, got you.
All right, I enjoy this segment, and you guys have a great day.
Thanks, Mike.
That's part of the show.
I appreciate it. I love when we get callers who are have more info on the story.
Yeah.
All right, 7:35 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We are going to be doing our $10 food outlet pop quiz here in just a moment.
Oh, yeah.
But outside today, in one sound effect or light, this is Rich. You might be able to fry that egg on the sidewalk today with the kind of heat intake he's predicting. But those who will be most comfortable and pay the least to be in air-conditioned comfort are families who have master foam insulation. It is far and away, it's not even a comparison. It's the best. It means it'll keep your attic about 40 to 50 degrees cooler than normal. Because you have insulation and grooves in attic, the heat still comes through. It penetrates the shingles and, on a typical roof. Plus, as your house settles, there's tiny micro cracks and stuff that the heat can get in. And on a day like this, your attic temperature could be around 140. With MasterFoam, the attic temperature is closer to 80. And with that, the areas underneath the attic that have to be air-conditioned are going to be real comfortable for a lot less because your machine won't have to work as hard. So it not only cuts your electric cost by a third to a half, it also extends the life of your AC unit because it doesn't have to work continuously like it is these days. So it's worth looking into. Call 802-FOAM, 802-F-O-A-M, and talk to Wade Cannon about Master Foam or look it up online at masterfoam.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, well, here's the thing. We know that Burger King, the chain, has the rights to the name everywhere in the U.S. with the exception of one town.
Oh.
What is the name of that town?
Oh, wow!
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. Hint. First person in with the correct answer wins $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
Hint, it's not paradise.
There'd have to be a Burger King in paradise, right?
Great.
272-9228. We're waiting.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and we have a busy morning out on the roadways. We see lots of traffic out on the boulevard. Be careful around the traffic lights. If you're using the 31s to get into town, everything looks pretty good, but it is real busy coming out of Wetumpka, so watch the traffic around you there. If you're on the interstates, I-85 is moving along just fine. I-65 has our regular delay around the river bridges, so be careful if you're headed into the downtown area, and keep in mind school zones are now in effect. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years experience. Please call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
And let's go to the phones and talk to Tracy.
Hello, Tracy.
Good morning.
Hey, Tracy.
Good morning. Do you happen to know the name of the town?
The only city?
The Burger King, the chain, does not have the rights to use that name in.
Mattoon, Illinois.
That is correct.
Mundo.
Mattoon.
Not too far from paradise.
And Tracy, that means that you now have a $10 certificate to shop at any of the three Food Outlet locations. Pretty cool, huh?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Outstanding.
Hang on. And let's say good morning to Keith from Santuck. We got to get these folks into the Friday drawing. They could win that tailgate to go package.
Hey,
from Bomb Hours.
Hi.
Hey, morning. Yeah, and Greg, I agree. The Mattoon was worth the cheese slice.
Dagnabbit! Now, I didn't know that we were going to... Don't pull my mic down. I didn't know that we were going to be taking outside input on the cheese slice. The cheese slice is at my delegation. Mine. I don't have anything on this show. Let me have this.
I think Keith, who I know has been listening to the morning show for years, mm-hmm. way before you.
Excuse me, I've met Keith.
So have I.
So well,
he spent a night at my house once when he couldn't make it home during a storm.
Jesus. Cheese slices are getting thick now.
Keith, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Next time you stay over, make your bed, please.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
This is not the news you want to hear on a Monday or on any day. Today and tomorrow will be the hottest heat index days of the summer so far. Heat advisory in effect with the heat index today. You know, I've got today at 108 to 111. The actual high in the upper 90s. Spotty, widely scattered, random storms. Sure, they'll be on the radar, but your chances of seeing one are tiny. Tonight's low 77. Tomorrow, extreme heat. In fact, I'll take the heat index higher tomorrow at 111 to 114. Those are crazy numbers. With the high tomorrow around 98, 99, somewhere around there. Scattered thunderstorms for the lucky. Then on Wednesday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially by midday, afternoon, and evening, as a front moves into the state and heads southward. That front may make it all the way down to the coast at some point Thursday. I have some decent rain chances in at least first half of the day Thursday. But then there is certainly a possibility that we'll get a few levels of, lower on the heat and lower on the humidity as we get towards Friday and Saturday. Keep your fingers crossed. All indicators indicate this front will make it all the way down to the coast ever so briefly. before we're back in the soup on Sunday. Right now, this morning, with 79 degrees and a dew point of 77, I kid you not, that puts the heat index in the mid-80s here at 742. Plumbing problems, perhaps? Well, may I suggest our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire, who are ready to go now. They were ready to go 5 hours ago. They were ready to go in the middle of the weekend, and they're ready to go in the middle of Christmas Day, because they're always standing by to take care of your problems, because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. They're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. Very professional group of folks. They suggested that I get the whole house plumbing inspection, and boy oh boy, what great peace of mind that is, because they came in, they inspected my house. I guess they were done in about roughly 35 minutes, but they check with all the plumbing inside and out to see if there's some problem lurking, so that you don't have to come home after a little trip out of town to some sort of flood in your house, you know what I mean? So it is good peace of mind. At Plumbing by Lukewire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
I'm on a bit of a mission here. Why is it so hard? You Google something like map of Chicago and vicinity, and it's taken me like 80 clicks just to get a map that I can observe.
I'm
trying to find that town that I thought was, oh, this is useless.
You know what I would do? I would go to maps.google, you know, Google Maps, and then put in Chicago and then do it that way.
Yeah, what Rich said.
Yeah. Okay. Then that's what I will do.
Okay, so maps, Google Maps.
Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that on my phone, couldn't I?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm going to do that because I can smoke. It's 7:43, and we have two options before us.
Right.
One is to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
And are you kind of meh on the conundrum options?
Well, I didn't write meh.
No, I mean, I picked one. I think the bottom one.
Rich picked the same one that I did.
Yeah.
Oh, that means that you and Rich have
unity.
Yes, but of course Jay is going to be the disgruntled morning show co-host.
How am I disgruntled? I went first.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but you picked the wrong one.
If you're the first, you can't be disgruntled.
I'm only gruntled.
It's impossible. It's it's mathematically impossible to be disgruntled if you go first.
Oh, those lonely negatives.
Here's Fox Business.
From the Fox Business Network, new concerns about the impact of the trade dispute with China are weighing on the market today. Goldman Sachs Group says it expects additional tariffs on imports from China to go into effect, and it no longer expects a prompt resolution of the trade dispute, which increases the possibility of a recession. Economists at Goldman Sachs have lowered their forecast for economic growth for this year. Rite Aid has named a new chief executive, Hayward Donegan. She was chief executive of Sapphire Digital, a website for analyzing healthcare plans. She's one of only about 34 women leading Fortune 500 companies. Sears is starting liquidation sales this week at an additional 26 Sears and 15 Kmart stores. The announcement came from Transform Holdco, the company that purchased the assets of Sears Holdings out of bankruptcy. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Polygrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Polygrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Prosecutors are seeking a mental evaluation for the man accused of opening fire during a traffic dispute at Blount Elementary School. Prosecutors wrote in a court filing that a friend of the suspect expressed concern for his mental stability. Prosecutors also want his bond raised to $100,000. The state of Alabama is getting $6.3 million in federal funding to help fight opioid addiction. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced grants to help fund community health centers and groups combating the opioid crisis. And Montgomery's Restaurant Week is underway. 15 local restaurants are participating this year. For more information, visit eatmgm.com. Restaurant Week ends August 18th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And at Marguerite's, we can design things for you or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
All right. I solved a mystery. The town, I know it started with the letter M.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Mattoon that was way south of the city. It was Midlothian.
Midlothian.
Oh. Yes. But Mattoon is south of Chicago, but like by a couple hundred miles. Illinois is a long, boring state.
Yeah, if you go from north to south.
Oh, God, it's awful. Wow. Kevin.
Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
We're good. What can we do for you this morning?
Well, I was just wanting to tell y'all that I love y'all's show.
Oh.
And I was just wanting to let Emily know that cheese slices are on the keto diet.
That's right.
Ah, see?
So you can give me all the cheese slices you want.
You've got to earn your cheese slice.
And you got to not ask for it.
Okay, Dad. No stuckies for you.
No stuckies for you.
But, Kevin, thank you for the good words. We all like to hear that. And
thank you.
I appreciate the support for my cheese.
If you want to know, if everybody must know, the only people that have cheese slices so far this week in the second hour of the first day of our show this week is Greg and Andrew. That's it. No Rich, no Jay, no listener cheese slice.
But who won last week? I'm trying to remember.
Rich Thomas.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, but I don't think he deserved it.
What?
He's because he thinks my waistline doesn't need cheese.
No. No, I just think that my humor was disparaged.
Oh.
Look, we'll be back in a minute, maybe.
Village invites you to schedule a visit and enjoy lunch on them. Learn how you can customize your retirement on a cruise that never ends. Visit caravitavillage.com to learn more and schedule your tour today.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, the summer sucks because my kids are hard to handle. And every day is a constant battle. Just
and welcome back to 3 Men and a Lady on News Talk 93.1 FM. I thought there was a caller there.
I thought everybody remembered.
I went to go answer the phone.
Answer the phone. There was everybody there.
Next hour, we will have our Morning Maroon nominees. I think we should go for Chew the Baloney.
What is the topic?
Glad you asked, Jay, because I have it right here.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say, you're glad I asked, only because she found the paper.
Well, I kind of figured out which pile it was at the bottom of, and I was right. I guess right.
What's our topic for Truth or Baloney?
Terrible movie sequels.
Ooh.
Interesting.
There's a lot of those.
Boy, like Arthur 2 comes to mind immediately.
Well, these are sort of questions that ask about the content or what may or may not have happened in the movie.
Caddyshack.
So we need a contestant. At 2729228.
The Godfather.
No. Godfather 3, perhaps, but
even Godfather 3.
I'm liking it more and more as.
Francis Ford Coppola, the worst thing he did was cast his own daughter in a movie. Yeah, she was supposed to be this bombshell that gets Andy Garcia and all these guys all worked up, and I'm sorry. She just didn't.
What's the main
cut line? The cheese there.
What? What's the main line of that movie? I keep trying to get out, and they keep pulling me back in or something.
Oh, like that. Yeah. It's an Al Pacino drama moment, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't see anybody on the phone yet.
No.
Are we taking contestants now for Truth or Baloney?
I think...
272.
Well...
9228.
Yeah.
Okay. We're taking contestants now for Truth or Baloney.
That's what we're going to do. And we have a nice... prize, $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Oh, how about that?
Did they add anything else?
No, we have nothing. We have nothing today.
Out of our poverty prize closet.
Poverty prize closet.
Oh, poverty prize closet.
So that'd be the.
I think there's a Lego set down there.
And a pack of ramen.
That would be the PPC. PPC.
No, we're the redheaded stepchild in this company. We don't get the big prize. They give that to the other stations to give away.
Oh.
Open up safes and win cash and.
Hey. Nobody else got Wayne Newton tickets.
Yeah.
And Kenny G.
Yeah.
You have shamed me into being wrong.
Not really.
In fact, if you
please,
want
to... Please don't feel shame over that.
If you want to deduct a cheese slice from my total, go ahead.
Stop telling me what to do with my flipping cheese slices.
If you would like to tell Emily what to do with her flipping cheese slices, call us at 2729.
That's not a metaphor either. We're talking just strictly
Here's
that.
A news item just came across.
What?
Cheese slice futures are down?
Oh, man. That's what this whole thing was all about, was to boost the cheese slice futures.
And the phones are still not ringing.
There's a delay.
2729228.
If you call, we'll give the audience a cheese slice.
Part of our audience is very evil.
No, they're on the road right now.
Because they like us to beg. They want us to be on the air begging.
They're also I don't know. I ask a road. Pop quiz question. I get three calls. We need one contestant for Truth or Baloney, and it's crickets.
No. The only problem with the pop quiz was it came a little bit later because we talked to a caller. So there was a delay.
Ah.
Our audience is changing in and out every single minute. So they may have heard the pop quiz answer during random facts, but weren't around to play it.
Like a kid seeing a Christmas tree first thing Christmas morning.
We have him on breeding watch.
Now we're going to have, we might have two contestants. And with that,
hang on.
Just two, Jay. Oof. And then ask them if they can stay past 8.
Well, they'll have to ask their parents.
Stay up later.
Now we got three.
First letter of last name.
What are we going to do?
Now we have four. We have more callers for this stupid game than we did.
Why are you getting upset about it?
For the others.
They could have been driving, dropping off their kids at school, not able to call in for the pop quiz question. But now it's closer to 8.
A lot of them are on the road.
Yeah.
Don't get so fussy.
First letter of your last name.
Next hour. What?
Hang on.
I told you to not get so fussy, but you tuned me out like normal.
Well, somebody's in a cheesy mood.
No, I have a filter that I sort of use when... Here's Leonard.
Uh-huh. Hi, Leonard.
Hey, everybody.
What's up?
Leonard, you're our first contestant. William B., if you're doing this out of charity, we really don't need you, but welcome to stay.
Whoa.
No, he's the only caller I can say that to because we are friends and we have an honest relationship.
You're also on the road, aren't you, William B.?
Yeah, Yeah, well, I'm on the way to a doctor's office to get a physical right now.
Because Greg had, Greg had mentioned that you ask everybody if they can hold until after 8.
Well, it may take until after
you
8.
Can't. Yeah.
You may.
But we don't want to make you late for that. Anyway.
You stand or go?
Okay, well, I'll just let it go because I'll probably be there and have to interrupt things.
Okay. All right. Give him two names in the drawing for the end of the week for the sacrifice he's making publicly. Walt?
Can you make that call? I guess you can.
Yeah.
Walt, right. Hang on. You're contestant two. And
Katie?
You're contestant three.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, good morning.
You're not. Are you a first-time caller?
I am.
Hey!
Yeah. We love that. That is wonderful news.
Yay. We love that.
So being a first-time caller...
Stop it, Seal.
Hey.
Sing a kiss from a rose or something, baby.
Can't take away our cheese fries.
Should we let Katie go first since she's a first-time
caller? She's a first-time caller.
Yeah, so let's go first.
All right, so Katie, I'm going to read you a statement, and you got to tell me whether it's true or the baloney, okay?
Okay.
In the movie Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, which came out 27 years ago, mm-hmm. Donald Trump has a 5-second cameo in it.
True.
Truth or baloney?
In Home Alone 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
The one about New York.
Yes, he does.
Winning.
Hey!
See, aren't you glad you called? Hang on. Okay, we go back to Leonard. Good morning.
Hey again.
I
literally just called in to get us cheese slices for the callers, man. So I didn't even expect to be a part of the contest.
Well, you're a part of it now.
Yeah. You are, buddy. Stand by.
You keep that attitude, we'll take the cheese slice away.
I'm sorry.
I would consider it a great personal favor if you would get this wrong deliberately so I can move this game
along. No. Ignore him. Go ahead.
Speed 2, Cruise Control. Right. Came out 22 years ago. Sandra Bullock was in it, but Keanu Reeves bowed out, and they replaced him with Jason Patrick. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
That's true.
That's wrong. It's baloney. So, losing, guys.
You.
Sorry. Give him a cheese slice for Leonard.
Can you ask that question again?
All right. Now we go to Walt. Walt, you get number 3.
Okay.
The sequel, the bad sequel, is Caddyshack 2. Mm-hmm. That came out 31 years ago in 1980.